Lesson 38, Peace Among the Nephites. Purpose: to encourage each child to seek the peace and happiness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study 3 Nephi chapter 28, verses 1 through 16, verses 23 through 40, and 4th Nephi. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed: a Book of Mormon for each child. Suggested lesson development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: ask the children to imagine what it would be like to have the Savior live with their family for a week. Ask them what they think it would be like to be in their home for that week. Have a child read 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Explain that these verses describe how the people in America treated each other after Jesus Christ's visit. Help the children discuss what it would be like living under these conditions. How would our lives be different if everyone obeyed the commandments? We would have no need for locks, keys, police officers, and so on. Help the children understand that one of the most important keys to happiness is how we treat other people. By living the teachings of Jesus Christ, we will treat our families and friends with more kindness and less selfishness, and we will find greater peace and happiness. Scripture account: teach the children the account in 3 Nephi chapter 28, verses 1 through 16, verses 23 through 40, and 4 Nephi, of the Nephite disciples and the peace and happiness the Nephites found in keeping the commandments. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions: study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Jesus Christ's disciples desire of him? 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 2 and 4 through 7. Why were the three disciples allowed to remain on earth until its end? 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 9. What changes were made in their bodies that made it possible for them to do this? 3 Nephi chapter 28, verses 38 and 39. How were the three disciples protected as they taught the people? 3 Nephi chapter 28, verses 18 through 22. What did Mormon record about these three disciples? 3 Nephi chapter 28, verses 24 through 26. Point out that Mormon lived about 350 years after Jesus Christ.
What did the disciples do after the Savior left them? 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 18. What did the people do when they heard the disciples' words? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. How many of the people were converted? Point out that the people were no longer divided into Nephites and Lamanites, but were united. What do contention and disputation mean? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 2. Quarreling or arguing. How have you and your family been blessed when you have had no contention? How can you be a peacemaker and help your family avoid contention? What does it mean that the people had all things in common among them? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 3. What would you like about living in this way? Why do you think it might be hard? What miracles did Jesus Christ's disciples perform? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 5. How were the people blessed? See Enrichment Activity 1. Why was there no contention in the land? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15. What does it mean to have the love of God in our hearts? When have you felt the love of God in your life? How can we share this love with others? What caused a change in this happy society? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 23 through 29. How did the people treat the disciples? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 30 and 34. What is pride? How can we overcome pride in our lives? What does it mean to willfully rebel against the gospel of Christ, as these people did? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 38. What was the condition of the people 300 years after Christ's visit? 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 45 and 46. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Prepare word strips of these phrases from 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, 5, and 15 through 17. Every man did deal justly one with another. They had all things common among them. All manner of miracles did they work. There was no contention in the land. The love of God did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envyings. There were no tumults, rioting. There were no lyings. There were no robbers. There were no murderers. They were in one, the children of Christ. Put the word strips in a container and let each child draw one out and display it. These phrases from 4 Nephi explain why the people were living in peace and happiness. 2. Read and discuss the following statement from President Ezra Taft Benson, the 13th President of the Church. The Lord warns us in the Doctrine and Covenants, "Beware of pride, lest ye become as the Nephites of old." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 39, Ensign, May 1989, page 4. President Benson taught us that we can overcome pride in our lives and be humble, meek, and submissive by loving Heavenly Father and putting Him first in our lives, not worrying about what others think of us, but only what Heavenly Father thinks of us, not gossiping or criticizing, not envying or living beyond our means, not arguing or fighting in our families, helping others feel good about themselves, accepting counsel from our leaders, forgiving those who have offended us, being unselfish, serving others. These statements could be prepared as word strips and placed in a sack. The children could each draw out one word strip and discuss how that principle can help us overcome pride in our families. 3. Read, discuss, and help the children memorize part or all of 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. 4. Have the children role-play real-life situations where there is contention. Have the children role-play what the situation would be like if they were living in the Nephite society with no contention. Suggestions. 2 children both want to be first in line. 2 sisters both want to play with the same toy. And so on. 5. Read and discuss the following statement from Elder Marvin J. Ashton. How can you tell if someone is converted to Jesus Christ? The best and most clear indicator that we are progressing spiritually and coming unto Christ is the way we treat other people. Ensign, May 1992, page 20. 6. Help the children memorize the 13th article of faith. Discuss how it applies to the way the Nephites lived after Jesus Christ visited them and how we can live now. 7. Read and discuss Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. 8. Sing or read the words to I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, page 74. You may also use Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that we can experience peace and happiness if we humbly live as the Savior has taught us to. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 18 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 38, Peace Among the Nephites.